Lord, again we ask you for utterance. Lord, again we ask you for utterance. Grant us utterance tonight to speak as it is in the Father's heart. With our exalted Jesus, the Son of God, be thou highly lifted up in the hearts and in the lives of everyone that is in this meeting or listening to us from any part of the world. We are asking that you brood over our hearts, Holy Spirit. Brood over our hearts that Jesus might be glorified. How we exalt you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. This is the point in our lives that we need the help of God. Each and every one of us here needs the help of God. Said the Beniza, hitherto the Lord has helped us. Without the help of God in life, the journey you have taken, you may not survive it. Without the help of God. Throughout this week, a kind of event has been taking place, and that is what has fashioned, that is what has orchestrated the message which the Lord wants me to give this morning. Everything we speak here is out of the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It is changing lives all over the world, and I believe it is also changing your life for you that is here present. This morning we want to talk about what I captioned, a son of consolation. A son of consolation. Read through the Bible, you will find out that every man that God used was a man that God helped. If God wants to use you, God will also help you. Every man with breath in his nostrils need help from God. You need help from God. In the assignment God has designed for you to carry out in your life and destiny, you cannot achieve it unless the help of God is with you. The help of God. The help of God. The psalmist said in Psalm 30 verses 10, he said, "Be thou my helper, O Lord. Be thou my helper." My friend, you need the help of God. You need the help of God to get to that promised land that God has spoken of to you. The visions of life that God has given to you, the visions of destiny, the visions of greatness, for you to obtain the prize, you need the help of God. The children of Israel were journeying through the wilderness to a destination which God wanted them to get to, which was the Canaan land, the promised land. And Ebenezer still helped them in the wilderness. It got to a point that they had nothing to eat. He brought down bread from heaven, and they said, "What is this?" "What is this?" means manna. So they called it manna. Manna means "what is this?" rather. They were like, "What is this we are seeing? Bread coming down from heaven." The Bible said that they did eat angels' food. Man ate angels' food. And it gave them strength to continue the journey. They became thirsty, no water to drink. Ebenezer provided water from the rock. Water came out of the rock and they drank. They were heading to the place of their destiny, and they were receiving help from God. The clothes they were putting on for 40 years, clothes was growing with them. A child that is small is growing. Shoe is growing with a child. They receive help from God. What I'm speaking today is captioned a son of consolation. A son of consolation. You don't obtain help from God, I don't know who will help you. The person that planned with you that is going to help you, he has planned to fail you, but you don't know. What you need is the help of Yahweh. Elijah, the prophet of Yahweh, in 1 Kings 17, after he had declared that there will be no rain those number of years in Israel, God said, get thee hence to the brook Cherith. I have commanded the ravens to feed you, and for you to drink from the brook. Birds were coming to feed Elijah. Birds were coming to feed a man. Elijah was a man that God used. He was also a man that God helped. If God will use you, he will help you. A son of consolation. A son of consolation. This word has been resonating in my heart throughout the week. The word started with a message somebody sent me from Zimbabwe. Person sent me that message on 13th of this December, 3 days ago. He said, let me read this message. He said, good evening, sir. I'm in need of prayers. There is something he wants to do. He said, but now he has not found a buyer for what he wants to sell. Then he said, I believe your prayers will make a difference. May our good Lord continue to give you revelations of the word. We are blessed to have you, apostle, at such a time as this. Then he said, I have a zeal to become a son of consolation in God's army global. So when I saw that message, a son of consolation, it pricked my heart. 2 days after, which was yesterday, the word resonated in my heart again. A son of consolation. Who is a son of consolation? This is not a kind of meeting you just come and you hear letters. No. You receive the ministration of the Spirit. The life-giving spirit that quickens you. Elijah was to call down fire on Mount Carmel. And before that, the verse before 1 Kings 18, the chapter before 1 Kings 18, which is in 1 Kings 17, the Lord sent him help. The widow of Zarephath also ministered to him. Before you fulfill that destiny, you need to find help from God. In Luke chapter 2, verse 52, he said, and Jesus grew. He said, Jesus grew. He did not just only grow. He said, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Did you see that? Jesus increased in stature, in wisdom, and he found favor with God and what? Man. The Bible did not say he found favor with only God. He said with God and man. God uses man too. Jesus, who was God incarnate, God in the flesh, found favor before God and man. this morning, what God wants to do in this meeting is that He wants to fan a type of hunger in your heart, so that you begin to beckon upon Him to send you help from Zion. That is the purpose, and I see God fulfill that. The Bible said in 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 26, and the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. Samuel the prophet found favor before God and men. When you are praying prayers of divine favor and all of that, don't just pray and say, God, let me find favor with you alone. Also ask God to help you to find favor with Him and with men. Are you getting the point? A sword of consolation. Many of us have not met our sons of consolation. That is why our feet is still being dragged on the road to destiny. Every life, every destiny, every man, every woman needs a son of consolation. The son of consolation I'm talking about, the consolation there, the word is encouragement. A son of encouragement. Systems that God will place. Persons that God will place on the road to your destiny to encourage you. I tell you the truth, many people that committed suicide in life, it was because they lacked sons of consolation around them. If your son of consolation is near you, or sons of consolation are close to you, even when you're down, you will find yourself encouraged. The encouragement can come via a spoken word. And you find yourself lifted up again to faith. The psalmist said in Psalm 54 verse 4, He is your helper. He uses those to uphold you. How many of us have seen that? Psalm 54 verse 4. The word of the Lord says here, Behold, God is mine helper. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. God is my helper, and is with them that uphold my soul. When God is your helper, their point in life that you are down, God will raise them that will uphold you into faith and courage. God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. When your soul is casted down in despair, in depression, God will just raise the sons of consolation that will cheer you up. You need help. We need help. That's one thing we must realize. All of us need help in life, in destiny, both in ministry. God helped Israel to the extent that manna was coming down from heaven. Bread was coming down from heaven in their wilderness. The manna from heaven was a consolation to them, an encouragement while they were in their wilderness. A son of consolation may be put in your life, can be put in your life by God in the realms you find yourself in. whether it is in business, whether it is in academics, whether it is in ministry or whatever, there is always a song of consolation God has placed for you. Can we see Acts of the Apostles chapter 4 verse 36? That is our mother text for tonight. Acts chapter 4 verse 36. Acts 4 verse 36. The Bible says, and Joseph, the Joseph you see there is Joseph. That should be a Greek rendition of the word Joseph, of the name. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, having learned, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, let's look at that name, Barnabas. This man, his real name is Joseph, but the apostles nicknamed him Barnabas because of the role he played in the church. Because of the role he played in the early church. And Barnabas means the son of encouragement. Barnabas means the son of encouragement. How many of us have a translation here that is not King James? Can you go to the mic and read?
Barnabas, one who encourage.
I said, read from your translation.
Okay.
36.
And so it was Joseph, a Levite, born in Cyprus.
Joseph, a Levite, born in Cyprus,
who the apostle called Barnabas,
mm-hmm.
which means one who encourages.
Okay.
Sold a field he owned, brought the money and handed it over to the apostles.
Now, he said Joseph was nicknamed Barnabas, and Barnabas means one who what? Encourages. That's the word to pick out. King James called it a son of consolation. So when I say a son of consolation, in other way, it is a son of encouragement. Now, yesterday I was speaking with someone and I did a study on this particular verse with the Greek Bible, and something I found that inspired my spirit. Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which means the son of consolation. Now, in the Greek word of this consolation is Paraklesios. Pay attention. Somebody say amen. Now listen to me. The son of consolation means, the consolation itself means Paraklesios. Do you know who the Parakletos is? Huh? If you're a Bible student, you know the Parakletos is the Holy Spirit. The Parakletos, the New Testament is written in Greek. During the time of Paul, even the time of Jesus too, like the Greek language was what was more renowned. Just like now, in our generation, it is English. Are you getting me? The New Testament was written in Greek. And the direct word which the writer of this book of Acts, which is Luke the doctor, he wrote the Paraclesios. Not the Paracletos, Paraclesios. If you study the New Testament, Paracletos, which is the helper. If you read King James, you see it coming out as the comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. You see that Paracletos 4 times throughout the New Testament. You see it 4 times. The Holy Spirit, which is the helper. Jesus will always say, I will send you the comforter. He will come, he will comfort you. Whenever you see that, the original rendition is, I will send you the Paracletos. But now, as I studied this Acts 4:36, I saw that the Son of Consolation, which was attached to the name given to Joseph here, was the Paraclesios. When you're down, the Holy Spirit will always comfort you. He will comfort you with the words of the Master, Jesus. Are you following me? He will comfort you with the words of Jesus. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. The Spirit will always comfort you. That's why it's called the Paracletos. The helper, always help you. He said, I'll be the Spirit helper our infirmities. We are laden with infirmities as men. We have so many infirmities, so many weaknesses. So the Spirit will always come to help your infirmities. But now, Joseph here was called by the apostles. I believe Peter, being the head of the apostles, then must have called him this title, Barnabas. Called him a son of consolation. Eus Paraclesios. You see, in life, there are sons of consolation God actually designed for every man. There is a son of consolation God designed for you and where he's taking you to. Just like when you are weak in the spirit, the Holy Spirit will come and revitalize, quicken you. The son of consolation that God designed for you is that when you feel like you are breaking down, the person will just come and lift you up. This one is not a spirit, a physical person. The Holy Spirit, which is the helper, is for the Paracletos. This one is a Paraclesios. Almost same word. That is a son of consolation. I found out something that through the ministry of Jesus on earth as a man, God gave him sons of consolation. Are you hearing me? God gave Jesus sons of consolation. At a point, Jesus was with the multitude. They had nothing to eat. It was as though they should be sent away, but Jesus said no. that he should get bread for them. Andrew saw a little boy. He had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And they collected it from the boy. They asked it from him, collected it, and gave it to Jesus. What Jesus did was that he multiplied the fishes and the loaves. Not that he instantly multiplied it. He gave thanks to the Father. Gave it to them to share. It was still the same 5 loaves and 2 fishes. As he was sharing it, the spiritual multiplication took place. And everybody was filled. The Bible recorded 5,000, but he said 5,000 men, except women and children. In every meeting, you see women more than men. So they probably could be up to 20,000 people. But the end point is that they all ate and were satisfied. Do you know that there is a source of consolation for life, and there are sources of consolation per hour? That boy came there as a son of consolation for that moment. At that moment when there was a need, the boy stood as a son of consolation, and they took the bread from him and the fish and ministered to the people. Have you heard of people that went for interview? And it's all of a sudden the person just liked me. And the way they even treated me was not the way they treated everybody. Somebody just took interest in me and just said, yeah, come, this and that, we are giving you the job. Where others were struggling and all of that, that person stood and served as a son of consolation for that moment. For that moment in life. A son of consolation, a son of encouragement. Someone that encouraged the person. That's the paraclesios. The Holy Spirit using the person. Even the apostles of the Lamb were sons of consolation to Jesus. They were sons of consolation to him. I say again, you can meet a son of consolation for a moment. You can meet a son of consolation for a lifetime. If you have not encountered sons of consolation in life, you need to go and cry to God. There's something the psalmist said in Psalm 72 verse 12. And that is why if you've not experienced sons of consolation, if you don't experience them frequently in life, you need to cry for help. Psalm 72 verse 12, he said, for he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. When you find out that you don't experience helpers in life, you cry to God for deliverance. He said, he shall deliver him that has no helper. By giving the person a helper, he shall deliver. Means that the person needs to cry to God for a deliverance from that estate, from that situation. A son of consolation. I thought Jesus, who being in the form of God, will just walk through the earth and will not even need the help of man. But it was not so. He even needed disciples to work with him in the ministry. At a point, even outside the 12 apostles of the Lamb, in Luke 10, you find out that Jesus even sent the 70s. He had so many disciples. At the point, he sent 70 disciples. It was written, he sent 70 in twos. So, who being in the form of God also needed men to fulfill his mission in life and destiny. Are you getting the picture? They serve as sons of consolation. They serve as sons of consolation. He shall deliver the needy that needs help or is finding no help. Needs help in order to express destiny. Needs help in order to get the job the person is seeking for. Need help in order for the person to get a contract or whatsoever in life. Needs help from God in order to get connected to his or her life partner.
Really, most high, really, most high, Lord, worship you.
A son of consolation. The people that commit suicide, the people that take their own lives, the people that destroy themselves, I wish they find sons. They found sons of consolation. Their situation would not have ended like that. The time I got born again, the lady that led me to Christ, it did not end there. God used her as a son of consolation to me. The son of consolation, the paraklesios, where the Holy Spirit is the parakletos. These ones are your, they are standing as encouragement day and night. At some point, when it was as though my leg would slip back to Babylon, the lady was just pulling me front. If you say anything you need, you tell me, but this God, you must serve him. That was it. You experience the ministry of the Holy Spirit in a man. You didn't get what I said? There are some persons that throughout their life, everywhere is rejection. Whether it's an office they enter or rejection. Business they want to do, rejection. In everywhere, rejection. They are not experiencing songs of consolation. That people are just going and it's like there's a casting down and you go and you experience it lifting up. Barnabas was a son of consolation to the early church. Even at the point when I was born again, there was a violent action I did and it was as though there was no way I could remain in the faith. The sister held me and said, no, you have come to stay and it is forever. I was wondering, what kind of a human being is this? God used the person as a paraclesios to me, a son of encouragement. You need the encouragement to there's a point you'll get to, it will be as though even the world is fighting you. You want to give up. This one is even apart from the Holy Spirit ministering to you in the spirit, in your spirit. The paraclesios is that it will come like a man, like a woman, to begin to render help to you. That's what you need in times like this. Jesus, who being in the form of God, had sons of consolation. Can we see Luke chapter 8, verse 2 to 3? Luke chapter 8, verse 2 to 3. Luke 8:2-3. I pray the Lord will give us understanding this morning, because the revelation of what the Lord is speaking and will climax this hour is something that can help us in life, that will help us if we reckon with the truth. He said, and it came to pass afterward that he, that is Jesus, went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. Jesus was doing ministry, and the 12 were what? With him. The 12 apostles were with him. And their being with him was an encouragement to him. Are you following? The 12 were with him. Look at 2 and 3. And certain women, which he had healed of evil spirits and infirmities, he had casted out devils from them. Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 demons. Jesus casted out 7 demons from Mary Magdalene, and she received her deliverance. Look at verse 3. And Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, that is Herod's manager, a manager in Herod's palace, was Joanna. And rather, she was the wife of Herod's manager, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their what? Substance. Does somebody have another translation here? Can you go to the mic and read that? Read verse 2 to 3.
And so did some women who had been healed of evil spirits. And
the women had been healed. I hope that mic is on.
You are.
They had been healed of evil spirits.
I've been healed of evil spirits and diseases.
And diseases. Jesus casted out devils from them, and he healed their sicknesses. Continue.
Mary, who was called Magdalene.
Mary Magdalene.
From whom 7 demons.
From whom 7 demons were driven out by Jesus.
Joanna.
Joanna.
Whose husband Chuza.
Whose husband Chuza.
Was an officer in Herod's court.
Was an officer in Herod's court.
And Susanna.
And Susanna.
And many other women.
And many other women.
Who used their own resources.
Who used their own resources.
To help Jesus and his disciples.
To help Jesus and what?
His disciples.
God bless you. Go and see that. You're not getting me. Jesus came in the flesh. It's God that came in the flesh. But in the flesh, he also needed man. That's why the Bible said he found favor before God and man. Joanna and Susanna said, so they ministered to him and their disciples with their resources. I thought Jesus would have been too conservative to say, no, don't minister to me with your resources. I thought he would have said, relax, I will call manna to fall from heaven. I thought Jesus would say, no, don't worry, keep it. He said, but he allowed them to minister to him with their what? Resources. There is a way that verse ended. What translation is that, please? Good news. Can you go back to that mic? There is a way that verse ended. Please pay attention.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Joanna, read three again.
Joanna, whose husband Chusa was an officer in Herod's court. And Susanna. And many other women.
Who
used their own resources.
I'm finding out that there were many other women. Wait. Not one, not two. The Bible mentioned two here. Three rather. Number one was Mary Magdalene. Number two was Joanna. Number three was Susanna. And many other women.
Who used their own resources to help Jesus and his disciples.
Wait. Can it be possible that they are using the word that they use their resources to help the ministry of Jesus? I wish I had other translations there. I will compare. These were sons of consolation to the master. Are you getting me? You can go and see that. Apart from a ministry like this, in your life, when you are hungry, you have nothing to eat, you need a son of consolation that God can send to you to ensure that you eat. Are you getting me? You can go and you are on a journey to somewhere, and because of that spirit of favor that is at work with you, someone just says at the airport, don't worry, I'm buying your ticket. As a son of consolation for the moment. The person functioned as a paraclesios for the moment. There are some people that they have not, first of all, found favor before God and man in the spirit. So that's why these things are not experienced. Are you seeing that of Jesus from his foundation? The Bible says he grew in stature, found favor before God and man. Why did the Bible put before God and man? Man. Anybody you see today, whether in the business world, academic world, political world, in any realm of life, the person was helped by someone. Are you getting me? There was just one person that picked the person. There was one person that picked the person. The Paracletos, which is the Holy Spirit, can decide to use anybody to pick the person up. This ministry I'm talking about, even beyond being a Christian, some persons are unbelievers. They don't know Jesus yet, but they encountered his help. Are you following me? They don't know Jesus, but they encounter favor. The only problem is that they don't have an assured eternity, which is they are not on the narrow path to heaven. But we that are on the narrow path to heaven, that know the master, we need help. And when we find help with God, you begin to see sons of consolation around you. Some of you may stay and probably you don't have anything to eat. When you have found his help, you may not even have asked somebody. Somebody will just call you and say, I am led to do this. And it will happen like that. And the person blesses you. Are we together? When I finished my youth service, at the point I was looking for work, I went for a retreat. During the prayer, an angel of the Lord spoke to me. The angel of the Lord said to me that I should not do business, I should not do any work, that I should wait on the Lord, that he will visit me when he will. In my desperation too, I still defied that command. And yet I was still disappointed. At a point, my strength failed. I was now waiting. And God visited me. I don't know if I've told us before, a particular woman from the Southern Africans was having a demon of sleeplessness for years. After praying for her, she became liberated. From that moment, she will not want to use her ear and hear that, okay, this man of God has nothing to eat. Are you getting? God began to use her as a son of consolation. Jesus drove out 7 demons from Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene carried an alabaster box of oil. Broke it, poured it on the feet of at the feet of Jesus. Used her hair to wipe the feet. Judas, the criminal, came and said, why are you doing this thing? You should have sold this oil. Let's use it and feed the poor. The Bible said he did not say that because he wanted to help the poor, but because he's a thief. Bible said because he's a thief. Mary poured alabaster oil on the legs of Jesus. And the alabaster oil, I heard that the value of that oil now is like it's like somebody's salary. Somebody that is well to do. I didn't do much research on that. But see what I want to tell you. Mary Magdalene did it with all her heart. And the Bible said, Jesus said aloud, for this shall be a memorial. Do you know why Mary did that? 7 demons were troubling her. A man casted them, healed her. My God. The Bible said, she, Susanna, and Joanna, and many other women. If you check where Mary must have connected those women. He said they ministered to Jesus with their substance. They now stood for the Messiah as a paraklesios, as a son of what? Consolation. I said, no wonder Jesus allowed Mary to preach the first message of resurrection. The first person Jesus appeared to when he resurrected was Mary Magdalene. Not even Peter or John. It was Mary Magdalene. They stood as a son of consolation for his ministry. Because they value the impact he had in their life. The business you want to do, that God is directing you. I'm praying that God sends you a son of consolation. Because if God sends you a son of consolation, you will not struggle to set it up. The son of consolation will not come with some kind of wicked conditions. You're looking for a job, and the man that is in charge of the interview says you must sleep with him before you get the job. That's not the son of consolation. It's the son of damnation. He's a son of damnation. The son of consolation will come to encourage you. Will come to encourage you in that state you are in. That woman from the Southern Africans, Botswana precisely, is the first son of consolation God brought around me. The next one was an Asian lady. Is an Asian lady. An Indonesian, to be precise. She was afflicted with evil spirits. Was having almost same situation, sleeplessness. I believed God with her, prayed with her, gave her some directions, some prayer patterns and all of that. She began to do it. At a point, this woman became steadfast in God. Almost every day she would be testifying. Because then she was living in fear. Fear of death, since she has lost some of her loved ones and all of that. She was also living in sin then. But after the deliverance, by herself she began to testify often. And God used that woman as a son of consolation. As a ministry like this, we ought to pray for sons of consolation. As individuals in your career, in your business, in destiny, you have to ask God too for what? Sons of consolation. For the early church to stand, there were sons of consolation, which Barnabas was one of them. But the Bible said his name was not even Barnabas, his name was Joseph. But they called him Barnabas, which is a son of consolation. What Barnabas did was that he sold his property, gave it to the apostles for the ministry, and at the end of the day, Ananias and Sapphira wanted to play sons of consolation. But the role they wanted to play was a kind of hypocritic. It was not straightforward. And because of the first revival that hit the church, which was everything at the first level is always hot. So the spirit of the fear of God did not permit that. That was why Ananias and Sapphira died, since they told a lie to the apostles. The both of them died. The early church had need of a son of consolation. Sons of consolation. Jesus had need for sons of consolation. Then you think your life, you don't have need for sons of consolation? People that will call you in that line of career you want to go into and give you direction so that you don't miss it. As a ministry, every ministry needs a son of consolation. One thing with most of these demonic ministries is that the devil prepares their own sons of consolation for them. In that their evil prophetic network. This one will help this one rise. As this one rises, this one will help another one. Children of Satan, they are helping themselves. So that the manipulation of their master will become the thing of the day. Hear me well, before you get to where God has designed for you, you need sons of consolation to come your way. He said the son of consolation use paraclesios. The person is doing things that you wouldn't imagine that man is doing this thing. Are you following? You can't imagine or fathom that man is the one doing this thing for you. He said, those who have no helper. He said, but they are calling that God should be their help. Psalm 72. For the new year, as you are entering, is a right point for you to say, Lord, set me up with my source of consolation for this new year. That's the way to enter the new year. Have you not heard of some children that are motherless and fatherless? And yet they are not roaming the streets. They have somebody placing them on scholarship. That's a son of consolation. While some of their mates that are orphans are roaming the streets. You need a son of consolation. Psalm 20 verse 2, he says, send ye help. The Lord send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. The Lord send you help from a sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. How can God send you help from a sanctuary? You think God will fly down and from the space he will now appear like this and you see him, God, he begins to help you as a man? No. Even when he was to liberate mankind, he came in the flesh. God can send you help. But when he wants to do that, he sends it through men. He sends it what? Through what? Men. The Lord sends you help from the sanctuary. And as he's sending you help through men, the person is serving as a paraclesios. Just like the Holy Spirit will help you. Without conditions. Without strings attached. If there are no source of consolations around you, there is nothing to lift up your hand. Are you hearing me? You need. Moses was at the battle with the Amalekites. His hand needed to be lifted up. Moses got tired. The Bible says Aaron came and was helping his hand to stand. When your hand is getting weak in destiny, you need people that will help you to stand. There is no how you will say at some point you don't get weak. At some point your hands will get weak. But you need the people around that can strengthen you and lift up your hand with you. Joanna, Susanna, Mary Magdalene, they were strengthening the hand of the Messiah and saw that the kingdom gospel was preached. If Jesus experienced that and needed it, I also need it. Are you hearing me? You too, you also need it in life. As a ministry, we also need it. If Jesus could not function on earth without the help of man, you too, you need the help of man. But the help of man we are talking about is what comes from God. Even the men around that are helping, it's not even in their own volition. In their own power, they will not want to do it. But there is a spirit at work. Are you getting me? When we say man cannot help you, it is the truth. Man cannot help you. It is God in man that is helping. When God wants to preach to a man, he will not just appear. He will send a man to go and preach to that man. When God wants to give you money for something, you will not see money start falling from heaven. People that say they see such things, I suspect them. God will just wake somebody up somewhere. Look at John G. Lake. John Lake left America to South Africa for missions work. He had no accommodation in South Africa. He had no plan of where to stay. He had no hope. But as he was going, he had faith in God that God is going to do something. So when they got there at the seaport or whatever, then they were going through the sea. The Bible said a particular woman came and asked his friend that was with him, said, "I'm looking for an American missionary." He asked about, is it 7 children thereabouts? Plus him and his wife, they are 9. Thereabouts. And his friend said, "It's not okay, look at the person." And the woman was referred to John Lake. And that was how they spoke. And the woman took John Lake into her house. Gave him an accommodation. And that was how his ministry began in South Africa. That was a son of consolation. The woman said God spoke to her in the vision, in the night, to go that there is somebody from America coming. That's the son of consolation. For that thing you are expecting in life and destiny, if you can get the hand of God to move for you, God will go into the vision of somebody and wake the person up by night and say, "My son, my daughter has a need." And the person is not in his or her volition. The person will just find his or herself helping you. The person is helplessly helping you because it's under the influence of God. You know, somebody can be under the influence of alcohol and be swimming inside the gutter. The person can be under the influence of alcohol swimming inside gutter. You can be under the influence of alcohol and you're walking, you think you're walking on the air. You are careful like this in matching your leg. We experienced that in Babylon. The person is under the influence of alcohol. The person gets to a door, is looking for the handle of the door. 5 minutes, he's still looking for, look at the handle. I experienced that countless times, those days. You'll be looking for the hand of the door. The door is there, but you're looking for the hand. You're just looking for the hand. The person is under an influence. One of those days, I followed some friends. I thank God we did not die that day. We went to a riverside after smoking and drinking. As we were coming back, the person that was driving, my God, it was God that delivered us. The speed he was driving, the one was like, "Move this car, you're not driving this car." And the trailer was coming. Jesus. He said, "Move this car, you're not busting." The trailer was coming face to face. It was still, it was God that helped him to dodge that trailer. And me too at the back, I was like, "Nothing is, let him move, move, just nothing." We're under an influence. Somebody can be under an influence of the Holy Spirit. And come to you at the point of your need without conditions. You understand? Without conditions attached. The case you think that nothing else can help you. The Paracletos will just send a Paracletios, a son of consolation. And before you know, it will be said of you that God has helped you. It may be in academics, it may be in business, it may be ministry. It may be in any realm of life. What you need is help. Are you hearing me? What you just need is what? Is help. Is help. Is help. Is help. If Jesus received help from man, you too, you need help. The early church to stand. To stand, men were raising funds to see that the apostles preach the gospel. Then the church today needs help. When you're lacking help in life, it's a point for you to ask God, "Lord, where are my sons of encouragement? Where are my sons? Where are the sons of my consolation? Where are the sons of my consolation?" Elijah, that could call down fire from heaven, needed sons of consolation. Even birds were serving as sons of consolation. Go and ask people that have amounted to something in life. ask them the point of their breakthrough, you will find out that the help of God came as a hand that was upon a man, and they were helped. That was it. Everything around you needs sons of consolation. As a child, before you walk, before a child begins to walk, you see at some point the parents will be carrying the child up, trying to lead the child. Before you stand, you need God to send people that will lift your hand and teach you to walk. A son of consolation. Psalm 94 verse 17, can we see that? Psalm 94 verse 17. He said, unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. Hi. Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. If you don't receive help, one day you'll be silenced. The system will shut down. Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. Lord, I need the Paracletos, which is the Holy Spirit. And I also need Paraclesios, which are sons of consolation. Even while in boarding school, I had sons of consolation there. That the money my parents will give to me for snacks and all of that will not be enough. But the source of consolation, I will not even ask. Before I know, the kind of provisions they will bring, every day we will be eating lunch. They will take me to restaurants, eat as I like and all of that. At that level, those are source of consolation. Are you hearing me? It does not have to be at the post of your parents. It's an operation of the favor of God. If everything around you is bought with your money, there's a problem. If all the clothes in your wardrobe, now you the buyer. If all the shoes you the wear, now you the buyer. If everything around you, now you the buyer and the buyer and the buyer. No matter how much you have, there is still a problem. You need sons of consolation, sons of encouragement. If you stay like this, gift hardly, people hardly give things to you. You need to cry out. We are not talking about having excess, but we are talking of having enough. Even having to the extent that we can also give to others. Are you getting me? But God needs to take us to a realm that there are sources of consolation round about us, and we have to the overflow. That even people around us, it will be flowing upon them. The business you want to put your hand into, somebody can rise up from the east and ask you, how much do you need for the business? And by the time you speak, the person says, okay, meet me tomorrow, and a check is given to you. Everything you say, okay, what are the conditions? Say, no conditions, just go. That is it. It happens. It has been happening. These are sons of consolation. I've heard of some men of God that some persons will give checks of some millions and billions and say, this cathedral, I'm the one, the Lord is moving me to build it. Don't worry about disturbing anybody. Single-handedly, it is done. Without raising offering in a church. Those are sons of consolation. Jesus is our example. He had them many. Mary Magdalene, Susanna, Joanna, and many other women. Are you getting me? What Jesus received is what he also wants you to receive. It is because he found favor before God and before man. That is the beginning of his life and ministry. He found favor before God. He found favor before man. Rise up on your feet. I know you have the Paracletos. I know you have the Paracletos, which is the Holy Spirit. Now, at this point, can you ask God for the Paraclesios, which are sons of consolation, which are people that will always speak life into your life, people that will speak and energize you, people that will encourage you so you don't give up, people that will always be there to assist you. Can you say, God, send me my Paraclesios, the man that will stand by me to encourage me, the man that will stand by me to lift my hand up when my hand is weak. There are many of you, your hands are weak. Your hand is weak. Your hand is weak. Your hand is weak. You don't even have enough food to eat. You don't have a job you are doing. You don't have clothes to wear. Your hand is weak. There are many of you, spiritually you are dying. And no sons of consolation to come and speak life into your spirit. Some of you are dying spiritually, and you go from church to church. They are not preaching the life of God to you. They are not preaching by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. You need a source of consolation to minister life to you. Can somebody ask God? Can you beg God to send people that will lift up your hand? That your hand is weak like Moses. Hey! 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 Hila katamolo sendala diova, manda gana gana uvas. Shaka da 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 da. Oh Lord, send us sons of consolation that will strengthen our weak hands. I am under the second dominai. Lahiche kope lahiso. Maye maye ke te maye ke lima masenta. Send me help, O God. Send help from the sanctuary, O God. Send us. I see you praying as though you don't need help. I see you praying as though you don't need help. As though you don't need help. As though you don't need help. Can you cry to God and say, Lord, I need help. Lord, I need help. I need help. I need help. Vain is the help of man. But when God is working in man, that help is from God. That help is from God. Ha! Yeah, 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 yeah. Shaka daga lega do sante lega do husa. Husa, husa, husa yaba. Lord, in that place of work, say, Lord, in that place of my work, in that place of my business, in that place of my schooling, in that place of my office, send me sons of consolations, sons of consolations. Maye, 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 kerima masanta, kayabash. Shake a name, I am the legend of all. Sons of consolation. Sons of consolation. Sons of consolation.
Father Lord, I call them forth.
Sons of consolation.
I call them forth. Leges
send us sons of consolation, O God. Send us sons of consolation. Begin to cry to God. Say, Lord, send me sons of consolation. Send me sons of consolation. Source of consolation. Source of consolation. That will always be there to lift up your hand. That will always be there to lift up your hand. Hey! Shada da 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 da. Raga baba baba yakato se koto koto rabashata. Ura baba baya shate kirika bayete. Mante kweme sukante. Wikante masukante. Wikante masukante. Wikante masukante. Wikase kasukante. Mayikante la. Mayeke tete mayeke te. Mayeke tete mayeke te. Mayeke tete mayeke te la. Asha da 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 Errakata baba yete sekente lemo Endelege de malando lobo sante Foko into the destinies, into the lives, into the careers, into the businesses of all my hearers. Send Lord sons of consolation. The favor from God attracts us of consolation. Be it upon me today. Let it rest upon you today. Elusi comprema liki se comprema lanta kayabosha. Akatam babalel. In Jesus' name. For those of us that have not understood properly, can we see Exodus 17:11? Let me show you something. For those that don't understand properly, for those that think they have worked so strong, Exodus 17:11. He said, and it came to pass. Listen, it came to pass. It was not a fairy tale, it was true. It came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. It came to pass that when Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek did what? Prevailed. Now look at verse 12. The Bible said, but Moses' hands were heavy. How? And they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side, the one on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. God sent sons of consolation, Paraclesios. See, but Moses' hands were heavy. It came to pass that the hand of Moses was heavy. If the hand of Moses was heavy, became weak in what he was doing, you think you cannot go weak? You need help. I need help. We need help. Moses' hand was weak. By the two sides, they supported his hands. He received support. Can you say, Lord, in my line of destiny, send me support. Send me support. If you are wise, you will key into the revelation and you will pray. Send me support, O God. Moses' hand was weak, It's not a crime that you are weak. It's not a crime that you are weak and tired. It's not a crime you are discouraged. It's not a crime that you are in heaviness of heart. It's not a crime that you are downcast. But say, Lord, at a time like this, send me support. Send me help. Send me help. My source of consolation. From the north, east, west, and south, I call thee forth. Aye, shaga da 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 da. Ile de de mayanta na malonde hasa. Aye, shaka ta. Eraka payakatosa. Ela le la le la le la. Shaga de bele 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 de bele. In a time like this, send me support. Send support to your children. Send support to your children. To strengthen the weak hands. To strengthen the feeble knees. Kayabadosh. Pray, 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 pray. Pray, pray, pray. Call upon the Lord. Call upon the Lord. As he sends Aaron and Hur to hold up the hands of Moses. Say, Lord, send me support to hold up my hands. To hold up my hands, send me support. Send me support. Send me support. Send me support. Spiritual support. Spiritual support. Psychological support. Mental support. Financial support. Kaya padaba yabadosha. Amen, amen, amen. Dovena, 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 yobaya. Yela mana ho pasa kande melosa. Ekom bebelento, sento, seyanto, mante, 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 kante, kante, kloba. Yesa, 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 yesa. Yesa kamande kende mande mena sande ganaba ekene man domina sayan domina yan domina yan domina ya shakada balaga dega lega dega lega do okete okete makato bebele kuria basata kuria baisa kuria masata mande 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 gele mosa. Send support to your children all over the world, as many as are looking unto you for support. Lord, send support. Send men and women to them. Send men and women to them, to their support. Oh Lord, we need the paraclesios. We need the sons of consolation. Oh, even as we have the paracletos, who himself is our number one helper, our comforter, strengthener, teacher, guidance, counselor, which is the Holy Spirit. But the Spirit himself will help our infirmities by sending men to help us, by sending men our way, by sending destiny partners. Yes, can demande, can demina, yes, can de la uva. Aye, 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 aye. And the Lord is going to send support to your destiny. Yes, and the Gandemale Gandemena Dominas, Domina, Dominas. Ilande kande, le kande, 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 ande, ande, ya. Lord, as many as are lifting up their hands anywhere they are in the world. Oh God, if the rabbis could help Elijah, if the rabbis could help Elijah, send men to help them. Send men to help your children. For as many as are looking for salvation, for as many as are looking for healing. Hey, shaka da 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 da. Send the healing, send the salvation. As many as are looking for spiritual help, send spiritual help. As many as are looking for material help, send material help. As many as are looking for a contract, a business, or whatsoever, in accordance with your will, Father, send them help, Father. Send them help, Father. Dominus. That miracle you are seeking, that miracle you are seeking, the Lord send the Son of Consolation your way. If you believe, the Lord is sending you the Son of Consolation. Somebody say, my Son of Consolation, come. The Son of my Consolation, come hither, come hither, come hither. The Son of my Consolation, come hither, come up hither. My ye, my ye, my ye kete, my ye ke rekete karakata. Sons of Consolation for God's army global. We call you forth in the name of Jesus. Luminous, 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 and the hear me, if Jesus needed help, you also need help. If Jesus needed help, you also need help. Listen. Come. Hear me. I say you need help. Maybe you don't understand me. You need help. Jesus was carrying his cross. At the point, the cross was too heavy. He dropped it. Joseph of Arimathea. Who was the person that carried the cross for him? Simon the Syrian. Simon the Syrian helped him carry this cross. Joseph of Arimathea gave them a tomb to bury him. Joseph of Arimathea was one of his secret disciples. Simon carried the cross of the Messiah for him. He became too tired. He became too weak. He could not carry it to that place. And you think you don't need God to send men to help you? Eh? You think you don't need God to help, send men to help you? It's not an angel that appeared physically and carried the cross. It was a man that helped Jesus to carry his cross. There are crosses you are carrying in life. There are burdens you are carrying in life. Say, Lord, bring me burden bearers. Sons of Consolation. If you understand what we are talking about, if only you can understand what we are talking about, if only you can understand what we are talking about. If only you can understand. You can understand what we are talking about. Lord, send me body bearers. Kayabashatayamas. If the Messiah could need help, I need help. If in his ministry on earth, he could need men, we need men. Simon helped him to carry the cross. Say, Lord, the cross I'm carrying is too heavy. The cross is too heavy and you are not talking. The cross is too heavy on you and you are not talking. You want it to crumble you. Lord, send me help. 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 Oh, Arusha, Arusha, In Jesus' name. In matters concerning spirituality, Jesus did not need the help of one man to accomplish the plan of salvation. He did it all alone. But in matters touching things that can be seen, are you hearing me? For the cross that was heavy, someone helped him physically. It was something physical to carry the cross. Spiritually, he bore everything himself. Are you following? When Jesus needed to feed those multitudes, the little boy brought the loaves and the fishes. Those were physical things that could be seen. In those matters, he needed help and he received help. Can somebody speak into his or her next year? I said, in this next year I'm entering, Lord, it will be a year of multitude of sons of consolation. Multitudes of sons of consolation. Multitudes. Sons of consolations will abound. Sons of consolation will abound. Sons of consolation everywhere. Everywhere, 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 everywhere. Unless the Lord had been my helper, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. Psalm 94:17. Lord, you will be our helper in this new year, so our soul will not dwell in silence. Be thou our helper in this new year that we are, Lord, entering, and we shall not dwell in silence. Thank you for the multitude of your mercy.
God, through his servant, Apostle Christian Woke, has just delivered to you the message of repentance and divine fullness. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen. Please share your testimonies with us through email at christianwokeministries@gmail.com or write us on WhatsApp with +234 7032 46 9360.
For further inquiries, counseling, partnership, or prayers, call Apostle Christian with his direct line on +234 7032 46 9360 or +234 8080 620037. Come to God's army global. Here, the fullness of God awaits you.